This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Holy Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbled ourselves and need thy mighty hand today. Just thank you and praise you for who you are, that you are God, and besides me there is no other. Worship in spirit and in truth. Now, Heavenly Father, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here this night in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Action to happen behind Calvary's cross, and one deserves a clay use, my Father God, for thy glory. Look deep now in my heart, deep down within my soul. If there's any sin that so easily be set me, I just shake it off. Action to put it in thy hand, put in the seal of forgiveness, cast it as far as the east is from the west. In the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, mind us up to play. Use my Father God for thy glory. Prepare people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for answering prayers, honor, and requests, most of all for saving souls, that the kingdom of God may grow this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open it up to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. And the word of God reads, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which has not obtained mercy, but now has obtained mercy." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. The grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. My brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in radio land, those that are listening in tonight, we are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living, to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful for the leadership of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. We are so grateful and thankful that God has seen fit that we're still here in the land. Through the use of the internet, we are thankful and grateful, hallelujah, that my wife and I, Prophetess Lisa Tebow and myself, as we are yoked together, teamwork makes ministry life and dream work. We are thankful to be able to teach and preach the word of God on a local level, and being able to, through the use of the internet, to reach people on a global level. God is good and worthy to be praised. Even through this pandemic, God has kept us, and he will continuously keep us as we follow him in spirit and in truth. Bible says, therefore, there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus who are led by the Spirit of God and not by the flesh. Hallelujah. So we have to stay in faith and believe God. Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. All of our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Just for the next few minutes, hallelujah, I want to talk about, do you know who you are in Christ? Do you know who you are in Christ? Here in the scriptures that was read, where it says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are grateful and thank God for his mercy, his grace, and his love. So people of God, every believer in Christ has the privilege and responsibility of direct access to God. Every believer in Christ has the privilege and responsibility of direct access to God. As a believer in Christ, the way you see yourself determines the way you act and react in life. You see, our belief about ourselves determines our behavior. Again, the question may be asked here tonight. Do you know who you are in Christ? Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You are a unique child of God. So believers in Christ, knowing who we are in Christ, is very crucial and important in order for us to live a life as God intended and for us to fulfill our destiny. Child of God, the more you agree with God about your identity in Christ, the more your behavior will become, the more your behavior will begin to reflect your God-given identity. Remember, God's opinion about you is the one that really counts. People will have opinions. People will make a judgment call concerning your life. But always remember, as a born-again believer of Christ, what made you a believer is this. You gave your life to Christ. You have accepted him as Lord and Savior of your life. You repented of your sins. Let God know how sorry you was. And came to him with a sincere heart. And because of that, you made a confession and a belief in your heart. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Goes on a little bit further and says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that after you repent of your sin and came to God just the way you was, tore down from the flow up, that you made a confession of faith based upon what the word says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. That you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead. For with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession was made unto salvation. Yes, once that was done, then you studied the word of God for yourself. And you find out what 2 Corinthians 5:17 said. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. when it says, when it talks about a new creature in Christ, it pertains to all mankind. It pertains to her as well as he. We are new creatures in Christ. And everything becomes new to us on a spiritual level once we have experienced the born again belief, experience, salvation experience, the new birth on a spiritual basis. So believe us in Christ. Accept what God says about you. Agree with what God says, that it is true, and become the spiritual person that you are. Yes, beloved, understanding who you are in Christ will give you a strong foundation to build your life on. Knowing who you are in Jesus is the key to a successful Christian life and a life lived on purpose. Because of who you are in Christ, you are loved and accepted. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, the question remains, do you know who you are in Christ? Bible says in the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, but when the fullness of the time was come, his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Jesus Christ. Do you know who you are in Christ? Child of God, you have the assurance of salvation. Yes, as God's special people, we have been adopted into the family of God. We have been grafted in to never be separated from God, from all eternity. Always be mindful of this. Bible says that my people is destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. Here in the book of Romans chapter 8, verses 29 through 30, it reads, say for whom God did foreknow, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom God did predestine, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Yet the question here tonight still remains. Do you know who you are in Christ as a child of God? As a believer in Christ, remember, once you give your life to Christ, You are a chosen generation, a special race, an elect people of God. You see, God's people, God has formed us for himself. What a privilege and a blessing to know that God is implanting his divine nature within every child of his, in their hearts as well as in their lives. So as a believer in Christ, you have a personal Savior, and you also have experience of born again, spiritually experience from above. See, the Bible says that Jesus says in John 3, verse 5 and 6, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit, and that which is born of the flesh is flesh. You see, when we talk about born of water, it implies to natural physical birth. And when we talk about born of spirit, it refers to the supernatural spiritual birth. Yes, beloved, as a born-again child of God, you have received a new spirit, and you have become a new person in Christ. Yes, as a believer in Christ, you have become a member of a royal priesthood. Yes, beloved child of God, as a royal priest, God have given you an open access into his presence forever and ever. Yes, believer in Christ, we can actually approach God at any time and in any circumstances and in any way that we may find ourselves in. But God is a God of honor. He's not a God of dishonor. He's a God that does things decent and in honor. So we can't just come to God just any kind of way. No, we have to come to him, humbling ourselves underneath his mighty hand. Come to him on bended knees and bow down heads, looking onto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. The Bible says also in Psalms 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and our strength, our very help, present help in times of trouble. Yes, we are priests who love and will and move and have our being in God's presence. As we walk and live in open communion with him, we are continuously bringing praises to God, where all praises belong. Learning our true identity in Christ is very important and crucial for our Christian walk with God. Yes, God desired, even from the beginning of time, to commune with man. When we read in the book of Genesis, where God made Adam and Eve, placed him in the Garden of Eden. God would come down in the midst of the morning and commune with Adam. Adam would talk to God and walk with God. And God was pleased. Before this all happened, before man fell, here the devil disguised himself in the form of a serpent. And he tempted Eve to eat of the tree of good and evil. With the temptation, Eve yielded to the devil's offering. And she convinced her husband, Adam, to also eat from the tree of the fruit of good and evil. God came down in the midst of the morning, as he always did, and he called out to Adam, said, "Adam, where art thou?" Adam had hid himself, him and Eve, and made aprons from fig leaves to cover themselves. Adam approached God, and God asked him, he said, "Adam?" Adam started telling God what had happened. And God said, "Who have tempted you to do this?" Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed the serpent. The blame game was started. But as we know that God is a merciful God, he took Adam and Eve and he pronounced curse on them as well as the serpent. And the serpent would crawl on his belly all the days of his life. The woman would bear children. She would have pain in her childbearing. The man would have to work from the sweat of his brow in order to provide for his family. The world got cursed because sin entered in. We go on a little bit further and see where God have allowed, hallelujah, sin to remain on the earth. And the devil, he is the father of lies. He is the prince of the air. Everything that we are experiencing, even during this pandemic here on earth, is because of sin being rampant throughout the land. And sin one day will be dealt with completely and done away with. Because the second man by the name of Jesus came, fashioned himself as a man, took upon himself the sins of the world on his shoulders. He was nailed on an old rugged cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Jesus paved the way, and he sacrificed, and he fulfilled the required sacrifice that was required of God to wash sin away. Because of what Jesus did, we as born again believers in Christ, we know who we are according to the scriptures. Yes, Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, it says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Believers in Christ, do you know who you are in Christ? You see, in order to live an effective Christian life, you need to know and to believe who you are in Christ. Understanding that your identity in Christ is crucial, very important, to live a life as God intended for you to live. You see, the best way to renew your mind and to experience inner transformation is by knowing, thinking, and speaking out loudly who you are in Christ, according to what is said in the scriptures. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it's our responsibility to train ourselves to say the same things that God is saying about us in his word. Again, remember this always. You are who God says you are. God says that we are the apple of his eye, that we are overcomers by the blood of our testimony. We are overcomers by the blood of our testimony. We are the apple of his eyes. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. Yes, God made us right through the righteousness that was done through his son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 4, according as he had chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. We serve a good God, an honest God, a God that is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. Yes, God is good and worthy.
But nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible made me whole when I was lost in darkness. Jesus saved my soul. He loves me.
true friend. He loves me. Just read the writing on the wall.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Do you know who you are in Christ? We are thankful and grateful to everyone that have tuned in tonight. For those that will tune in at a later date, we just pray that God will just bless you real good. That the prayers that you have prayed according to his will, that in his due time, he will answer you according to his will. We thank him for honoring requests, but most of all, we thank God for salvation of others that don't know, of those that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. Indeed, in 2021, we know time is not like it once was. It's wrapping up. So we just pray and ask God to help us to stay strong in him. We just hope and pray that through the teaching of the word of God here tonight, that there will be something shared that will prick your heart and encourage you to go on and live this positive thing of God. Yes, we are talking about, do you know who you are in Christ? So, beloved, we are faced with many battles in our walk in this life. You see, doubts about God and his word will come to us as a born-again believer to try to get us off course in alignment with the will of God for our lives. You see, we have to realize, brothers and sisters in Christ, we have an enemy. Bible says the devil goes as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. It also says in John 10:10 that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and having more abundance. You see, child of God, the enemy of our soul, the devil will try to put doubt in your mind as well as mine, and will also use people to try to put doubt in your mind as well. So in order for you as a child of God to overcome, and have victory in your Christian walk, you need to digest the word of God and also the promises of God. Bible says for us to be doers of the word and not just hearers. When we work the word in our lives, then the word of God will work for us. So we as a child of God has the responsibility to study God's word on a daily basis. The word says for us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, beloved, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Because all praise, all glory and honor belongs to him. My brothers and sisters in Christ, a key to always remember on a spiritual basis is this. When you see somebody walking by faith and walking in the Spirit, you can be assured that they are walking in the Word of God. Yes, because the Word of God will bring forth, will allow us for our faith to grow, for our faith to come alive. Our faith is important. Because the word says in Hebrews 11:1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we are seeking God while he may be found. As we draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. Here again tonight, the question is still something that we must answer. Do you know who you are in Christ? The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8:12-16, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you, through the Spirit, do mortify, put to death the deeds of the flesh, of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Yes, beloved, child of God, believer of Christ, do you know who you are in Christ? So, brethren, we have to always be thankful and grateful to God that we are saved by grace through faith. Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. This is the clause of the verse in Galatians 3:13. Yes. Beloved, by understanding who Christ is to us, we can embrace who we are to God. children of God, once we take on Christ, can't no one or nothing take Christ from us. Bible says in the book of Proverbs 23, verse 7, it says, "Why is a man thinking in his heart? So is he." The eighth clause of the scripture. Yes, it is very important to God that you know who you are in Christ, because it is your thoughts that affect how you act. As a person thinketh, so is he or she. Believer in Christ, always be mindful where you are sitting on a spiritual basis. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You see, God has brought us into his presence and into an intimate relationship with himself. You see, that is where we as God's children are in a spiritual realm on a daily basis as we seek God first in our lives. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto us. So when it says seated in the spiritual realm, in heavenly places, it means when Jesus said it is finished, it means that Jesus has done it all for us. He became poor that we may become rich in him. So believers in Christ, only because of what God did, sending his son, his only begotten son, can we be forgiven and made spiritually alive and be reconciled to him. You see, John 3:16 sums it all. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So people of God, the moment that we as a believer in Christ decided that life is not only about right here and right now, we got an awesome revelation of knowing that life goes on even after we are taken out of here. Yes, the Bible says it's appointed to man once to die and then the judgment. Yes, again, my brothers and sisters, let us seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. You see, when a person understands what is meant for Jesus to be the Christ, he or she understands that life is not about us. Life is about God, because life origin is God, and life destiny is God. You see, Christ came to destroy evil control over our lives and to reconcile us to God. Jesus, he's the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way Yes. So therefore, God is the roadmap for our lives. And Jesus is our guide through life. So beloved, we can understand. We can understand God because Christ was divine and became human. Jesus showed us what Christ would be and do as a human. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, has set an example for us as children of God to follow. So believers in Christ, understand the meaning of Jesus, who's being the Christ, giving us a godly conscience. Behold, beloved, the world that Jesus was born in during his time, when he was here on this earth. He was born into a world without any conscience. The world in general at that particular time was very, very wicked to have no conscience. You see, Israel at that particular time used religious reasoning and religious logic to destroy Israel conscious of God. You see, the religious leaders were concerned only about, they were not concerned about behavior control. Their main issue was to have religious teaching that was primarily concerned about what happened in people, in their heads and hearts, and not concerned about what people did with their own bodies. So believers in Christ, here in 2021, when we look around and we see, we do not have only a believer behavior crisis in the church, but we also have a faith crisis in the Church of God. Also, an identity crisis, because people, even though they proclaim and label themselves as Christians, some of them still don't know who they are in Christ. So we, as strong born-again believers, we need to fully understand what is meant for Jesus to be Christ in our lives. Again, beloved, as for a reminder of what 1 Peter 2, verse 9 and 10 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. The question still remains, do you know who you are in Christ? In Christ, we are completely accepted in the beloved family of God. Bible says in the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 7, that being declared righteous by God's grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Yes, brothers and sisters, in Christ, remember in Christ, we are extremely valuable because God is our Father. And because Christ gave his life for us, yes, believers of Christ, we are totally forgiven because Jesus Christ paid the price for our sins. He shed his blood on Calvary's cross. Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sins. Also, beloved, as a child of God, we are fully capable to handle anything because Christ lives in us. Bible says in Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 13, it says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Yes, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus, he's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Jesus, he's coming back for a church without spirit, without blemish, wrinkle. He's coming back for a church without wrinkle. A church that is preparing themselves for his coming. Bible says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. It was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Yes, beloved, God is good and worthy to be praised. There may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. This is the hour. This is the time in 2021 for you to get right with God. This is the time to look at yourself, take full inventory as we are 5 months into this year. We are still in the pandemic. We are still believing God to turn things around in our favor. Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So if that's you tonight, you have tried everything else. You don't know what else to do. This is time to throw your hands up and humble yourself underneath God's mighty hand. Come to him on bended knees and bowed down heads, asking him to forgive you and to cleanse you from your sin. You acknowledge to God that you are a sinner. Acknowledge to him that you're ready to repent of your sin, that you're ready to make things right with him. Yes, Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you do this, and you're sincere about it, Word of God says, after we repent of our sin, we make a confession of faith and a belief in our heart. According to Romans 9, verse 9 and 10, and we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with thy mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And with thy heart, we believe unto righteousness in the name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. Then, and only then, as a believer in Christ, you will know who you are in Christ, which is very important in order for you to live a life as God intended for you to live and for you to fulfill your destiny while you're here on planet Earth. Yes, beloved, this is your time. Repent. Give your life to Christ. And you will be very happy. By the Spirit of the living God, God is still standing there with his arms outreached to those that don't know him. Come to God. Come to Jesus this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Apostle, for that teaching this evening. We appreciate you as well as we appreciate our listening audience. Thank you so much for joining us. And we would like for you to share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends and have them listen with you every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for sharing the number. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, we'd love to hear from you. Please write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, God bless you. God loves you, and so do we. And we'd love to be in fellowship with you again this Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, the Lord willing. God bless, and have a great evening.